comfortably, then I'll begin.
That's the way computers talk to each other.
Unbelievable! Amazing! Fantastic!
Welcome, Moon!
It's not the way to do it.
Computers are new world. Now this business about the computers being human, that worries me.
Future.
Our story opens today at the Slick Observatory, where an international group of scientists, eggheads, and the...
Welcome to Blue Mountains Live, and tonight, just as a bit of a post on Winter Magic, I thought I'd talk to one of the people I saw at the festival, and that's Jimmy Carr. Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Brad.
Now, I'm going to... first off, we just played your favourite Zappa track, which, of course, is...
Oh, my favourite Zappa track. You're putting me on the spot. Oh, my God. Let's do Peaches on Regalia.
And that's the track we played, of course.
Of course.
Now, of course, I noticed on your Facebook feed you've just been purchasing lots of Zappa.
I have, yes. I do that whenever I see some rarities that pop up. Although I've got a pretty extensive and geekish Zappa vinyl collection, so all the original albums are pretty much covered. So I'm like, if I, you know, all the family trust stuff that comes out later or bootlegs and stuff, I've always got my eyes out.
Right. So, I was going to say, did you see the documentary, the last one?
I did. Yep.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed by that. That was obviously a lot of time and effort in the making, that one.
Yeah. It was cool. It was cool in many ways. I did talk to a couple of big Zappa fans that didn't love it that much, but I liked it. It was, I think, because it was done in a sort of like art movie, semi-psychedelic style, that sort of put people off a bit. And I think also it sort of covered, it didn't cover a lot of the really obvious, most popular music. It had a lot of the other stuff, but it sort of missed out on stuff that I think some people probably wanted to see. But yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I thought there was a bit more truth in there, really. You know, I mean, people, even when they make documentaries, try to make it a bit too Zappa-esque, I think. You know, they try to, you know, oh, let's do it in the way that Frank would like it done, you know.
True,
and try and get a bit crazy, you know. And I thought, I actually thought there was a bit more element of truth in there as far as, you know, getting to understand Zappa, Frank's journey sort of thing.
You know what? I'll have another look at it. I've only seen it once. I'll have another look.
Okay. Maybe we're talking about different docos.
No. It's the newest one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Now, as I said, I saw you at Winter Magic down at the Palais. Thought it was a great spot, even though everybody's spot was very small. And we were discussing off air about the poor guys doing the sound, you know, that rapid fire sort of set scenario was obviously pretty hard for them, not getting sound checks.
I have to give them a shout out because they were pretty cool to me. I had a we had a difficult set of circumstances because my bass player was playing on the metal stage up at Baroque, and he was his set finished 20 minutes before my set started. So that whole changeover time on both stages, he had to get down to us. So there'd been a fair bit of stress beforehand.
Right.
And I tried to get them to change the spots, but it was too difficult with other bands, and the program had already been printed. And, well, you know, between you and me and everybody else, I think they probably could have changed it, but it was okay. They were doing a big thing, so we didn't kick up a massive stink about it, and in the end it turned out okay.
I think the overall feeling for the whole thing was that, you know, they got away with it, you know, the sort of the people who were taking notice of sounds and things like that didn't really sort of let it go. They didn't really care that much because it was such a great thing to have that many acts.
Yeah, no, they did really well. And actually what happened was I turned up a little bit earlier than they said you should turn up to the stage, which was lucky because when I got there, Richie, who was doing sound, informed me that the backline amp had shut itself, and that was the second one. So they didn't have an amp that would have been to my liking, and Richie knows me, so he was like, Jimmy, have you got time to get home and get an amp?
Oh, so right, really?
I flew home to Hazo And made it back in time, and I had my wife planted up at Baroque to quickly grab Greg and whiz him down the hill in the car.
Right.
And yeah, we all turned up in time, and the previous band were running a bit late, which I'd usually get a bit cranky about, but it actually helped us. So we got there and we got the show done, and yeah, the sound guys were very cool about it. Yeah, and they let me have my half an hour. I was like, oh look, I know it's running late, but they were like, no, you do your half an hour. So that was good.
So I think it was it Paper Sun were on before you?
Yeah.
So the style of music is quite different for them and you. So I imagine, you know, getting across that as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it was okay. I mean, I've got the people in the crowd giving me different accounts of what it sounded like, and I've got some rather crappy footage that my son took, and I've got some footage that you just sent me, which I've seen on my phone. All in all, I can live with it. I think it was it was a good vibe, and we got a lot of people up dancing, and it was a cool room, and look, you know, you can't complain playing in front of that many people, and you know, everyone was happy, and you know, I was pretty pretty impressed with the whole shindig, really. I hope it went okay.
Did you get out to see any other music during the
I saw a fair bit of stuff. I went out on the Friday night, checked out the metal stage a bit, went and had a quick look at the main stage. I went and stuck my head in and saw some hip hop, saw some of the dance music on the second night. I didn't see any of the big headliners, but on the main stage, I sort of braved the weather and went and checked out Trash Baby, who I thought were killing it. Really great young band.
Oh, brilliant. So you got soaked, obviously.
We got wet, yeah. we had me, because I'm, you know, about 50 feet tall. I was the umbrella guy, but I had two littler people on either wing. So we, part of us stayed dried and part of us got wet.
Yeah, it was quite amusing because, as I said, I just popped myself in at the Palais and sat there, and I knew Trash Baby were playing. I wanted to go, but I didn't want to lose my spot. And then, about, you know, 10-15 minutes after they played, Mark Alston wandered in from Design Heroes and looked like a drowned rat, you know.
Oh yeah, I saw Mark. Yeah, he didn't have an umbrella. I saw him getting soaked in his hoodie out there. Yeah.
There's dedication.
Yeah, Mark's he's a dedicated local. He's a good guy. Yeah.
All right, sir. Now, something we should chat to you about is what was the story with the guy who was doing a drawing of you during the gig?
This is an opportune timing, actually, because the new single is actually getting released to radio and press today. I decided to use that artwork for the cover. I had to get it all together pretty quickly. So So what happened was they were doing the beats and brushes, I think they were calling it, that where they were having artists do pictures of bands or relating to bands. I'm not sure what they were told they should be doing, but that seems to be what would happen. And anyway, I just got off stage and this guy was like, "Hey, Jimmy," it shook my hand. He was like, "Hey, I just did this picture, and I had a look there, and he'd done this big, bright, psychedelic portrait of my head, which I loved." And his name's Bill Hope.
Right.
He's a local, he's a young local artist who I'd never met or heard of before. And and we organized to buy it off him. So it's getting exhibited, I think, at the moment. But I got in touch with him and I asked him if it was cool if I used it just as a digital
cover.
Brilliant. Just to send out in the press release and all of that. And he was really happy with that. So, yeah, I got a cover together quickly and sent it off to Stuart, my publicist. And he has, as far as I know, he's sent out the send it out to the, to his 800 contacts or whoever, however many it goes to. So it's all in motion. And then I was talking to you, so it's the universe must be spinning in a
I noticed the big sign when I was there, and I thought, I wonder what all that's about, and saw an easel sitting there, but yours was the only act I noticed someone actually doing some artwork. So I don't know if there was any on that night, but I didn't see anyone other than Bill doing his. And I thought,
he did a great job. I know that down at the main stage there was a tent off to the side,
right,
where they said that people were over there doing art. I never went and had a look at it, but that was definitely happening.
So
as
a bit
well
more secretive, they were in there.
Well, I don't know if they were trying to make it secret or if they were just trying to be dry. When I say tent, no, it was more like an awning.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah.
No, I was really impressed. I mean, I'm quite a fan of sort of like, European comic art and things like that, and I thought it was a bit along those lines, and I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was great. I'm glad I managed to get a photo of him doing it. So
very cool. Yeah. No, that was that was a highlight for me because it's, under those circumstances at a festival, it's pretty stressful. Like it's even when it's a really good day like that, obviously, trying to push your way through the crowd to load, all those things we mentioned about very quick changeovers. You got to play quickly. You got to get off quickly. Lots of people are talking to you. It's, and everyone's like, aren't you happy? You should be really happy. And you're like, I don't know. It's fucking stressful. But that was a cool surprise to get off stage and meet him. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't know that was happening. So that was a really cool thing.
It was good that there was something like an element like that, I think, for Winter Magic, because a lot of people were looking for those sort of things in the festival, something creative, something artistic, and something not just for a music festival. And of course, for something like that to actually come off, it's cool to have the idea of let's have a happening, guys, but to be able to pull it off and actually have it work in a couple of places is quite
cool. I think there was a lot of serendipity like that. I mean, that's just from my point of view. I mean, I hope that it worked out okay for everyone financially and they achieved their goals. I've heard a couple of little whispers that maybe it didn't turn out as good as I thought it did, but I actually don't know. But I was actually amazed at how many people were out.
Oh, no, of course. I think the general consensus will end up being that, they've done well. I think the rest of it is just the naysayers looking for the excuses to criticize it. I think generally, it was an amazing feat by the guys. So now you said Bill's artwork is on display somewhere. You probably don't have any details as to where.
No, I think that someone. Exhibited. Yeah, I'd have to have a look, but I think someone was collecting them, all the different ones up, and they're gonna.
All right, now we can chase that up.
Yeah,
we can chase that. Now what's happening with? With Jimmy, I also saw on your feed that you're turning your house into a spaceship. That must be interesting.
Yeah, with the huge shiny green pipes. a la Parliament Funkadelic.
Right.
No, it's actually it's a little bit more grown up than that. It's okay. I got some aircon. got some reverse cycle, but the pipes are very funky and psychedelic.
I might edit that out, Jimmy, because the idea of you living in the mothership, with Clinton and
well, that's the fine. Boys. I mean, the pipes are that really lovely green colour, and unfortunately they're only in the ceiling, but perhaps occasionally I can just get up into the roof cavity with a little candle and look at the shiny pipes and pretend.
Right.
Have a little mothership party.
That's it. Have some lighting effect up there that comes through the vent or something.
Yeah. I think, that'd be good.
Right, I'll
do a live stream.
So you've got a single. Hopefully you're going to send me a copy of that and I can play it tonight. Is there any chance of that?
Oh, absolutely. It's on the album. So
oh, it is. It's off the album.
So. Yeah, yeah, it's off the album. Yeah.
So what track is it?
The next one off the album. It's called Post Memory Blues.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, we'll play that after the interview. And yeah, I mean, along those lines, you know, we're talking about the art. Did you do the art for Flight Cycle? Is it?
No, that's that was by another local artist, Helen Bells.
Oh, okay.
Do you know Helen?
Yeah, I know Helen, yeah. So
Very cool. Yeah, similar, well, not exactly similar, but I've known her for a while. I met her because she lived next door to a friend of ours, and then she ended up being my son's landlady for a while.
He was living in
a flat at her place, and I've always liked her art, and she's always posting pictures of her art online, and I saw that one, and it was another one where I was like, oh, I need artwork for this. I've got this thing coming out. I already had the title Flight Cycle, I just really love that picture, and
just really nice colors and
it just it suits the album. I just really, really like it. I immediately was like, oh, that's the one. So I asked her if I could use it, and I paid for the use of it, and then it ended up someone else was going to buy it, but it fell through, and I ended up actually buying the physical art as well. So it's massive. It's on my living room wall.
Right, brilliant.
Yeah, so shout out Helen.
Excellent, yeah. Shout out to Helen Bells. I'll get her on Talking Arts, the arts program that I sometimes do before this show, and we'll have a chat. And what about upcoming gigs? What have you got coming up?
I've got a few. I'm playing at Auntie Ed's. Is probably the next local one on, I think, September 18. I'm just think off the top of my head. I only just got given that one.
Right.
And I'm just deciding whether I'm going to do that solo or with the band. That's a Sunday one.
Right.
I haven't asked the band yet, so it might be solo.
Yep.
I'm playing at the Blue Mountains Music Festival.
Oh, in October. Yep.
Yep. Yep. So I've been booked for that since before it got moved. So yeah, I'm doing two gigs on the Saturday of the festival, solo acoustic.
Okay. Great.
This weekend I've got a Central West weekend. I'm playing Bathurst Friday, Mudgee Saturday night, and Orange Sunday morning at the Agrestic Grocer. So and they're all 3-hour gigs, so my voice is going to be completely shot.
So yeah. tripping about and playing long gigs.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a tour. Yeah. It's a tour, Jimmy.
It's a little tour, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, thanks for chatting to me. I know you were doing whatever you were doing, and you were just hassling me to get some photos and things. But thanks for actually taking the time coming on.
No worries. Thanks for your continued support. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No.
I'll drop off the vinyl and the other merch goodies, the pay for play goodies.
Always the way. You got to do that.
At the secret location.
Ah, okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. On the corner there.
Yeah.
On the dark side of the street.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you, Jimmy. And so we're going to go out with the new single.
Yep.
Which once again.
Post Memory Blues.
Post Memory Blues from Flight Cycle. And thanks for having a chat, Jimmy.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
Brilliant. And don't forget to get the mothership ready.
Yeah, yeah, I'll get the mothership ready, and then we'll take flight. And I'll drop the goodies at the secret location at the rendezvous time.
The time is coming. I mean, if there was any reason to go around and board the mothership, is the fact that it'll just be constant Parliament, Funkadelic, and Zappa all the way to the middle of the sun. Set the controls.
That's pretty much it. Yep, that's the plan.
All right, cheers. Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay, mate.
One ticket, please. Long almost everybody's here. Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, she's at home. Yeah, she's at home. Yeah, she's at home.
Let the music play. This is Buster Chise. I'd like to welcome you to Blue Mountains Live on 89.1 FM, the gig directory for live music in the Blue Mountains area. From Lithgow to Penrith, the same direction as the trains are supposed to be running. Listen to the professor.
In my world, you were just a figment of my imagination.
If I recolor my current situation,
you might just disappear from my new destination.
I don't exist in your world, I am just a figment of your imagination.
I'm a coded ghost,
I ain't nothing but a talk show host.
I'm the host with the most, I'm the ghost with the most post-memory blues. I'm the ghost with the blue suede shoes. My history is made up, I implant the meanings on the things that I've done.
You implant the meaning on your character actors.
I get to be the special evilest one.
History is color-coded, on a page, sexually loaded.
Ghost of the hour, ghost of the week.
Monsters of the past, can't be double trip.
I'm the host with the most, I'm the ghost with the most post-memory blues. I'm the ghost with the blue suede shoes. I'm the host with the most, I'm the ghost with the most post-memory. I'm a ghost anyone can use.
We are just creatures in the dark. We cannot see each other's hearts.
You don't exist in my world.
With the most, I'm the ghost with the most post-memory blues. I'm the ghost with the blue suede shoes. I'm the host with the most.
You don't exist in my
world. I'm the ghost with the most post-memory blues. Yeah, I'm the ghost with the blue suede shoes.
Hello and welcome back to Blue Mountains Live. Now what we need to do, of course, is get to the directory portion of the program. Thanks to Jimmy Carr there for that interview. That was I launched that on him during the day. He was asking about some of the photographs I took at Winter Magic down at the Palais on Saturday afternoon where he played. And we were very excited about seeing Jimmy, and also I was very interested in the Beats and Brushes fellow who was there, artist, local artist Bill Hope, who was there and did a graphic of Jimmy while he was playing. And then, of course, Jimmy saw it after the show and went, that's mine, I'll have that. Paid Bill for the artwork and put it on the single, which is is now out and available today, in fact. And that's his new single. That's Jimmy's new single called Post Memory Blues, which you just heard. And what a great story, and what a great embodiment of what we're hoping Winter Magic is all about, and will continue to be all about, and will build upon after the great effort that everyone did over the weekend. So well done to everyone, Willem and Andy and Glenn and all the people involved. Alex, well done, guys. Very impressed with what I saw of the festival. Okay, we're going to get into the directory now. There's still things happening here in the Blue Mountains. And of course, today at 8 o'clock, you've got the Sydney Comedy Festival happening here in down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. So it's the Sydney Comedy Festival Showcase. It's the Sydney Comedy Festival Showcase Tour, which is tearing up the freeways of Australia to bring the best of the 2022 festival to the Blue Mountains, expertly curated and lovingly presented. The showcase will feature some of the festival's hottest acts live on stage down there at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. So I think it goes for about 2 hours, and so it's on tomorrow night, on Friday night. So get your tickets. I think the tickets are at Blue Mountain Theatre sales tickets. So go to the Hub's ticket link, yeah, and get your tickets. So that's tomorrow night, starts at 8 o'clock. Then also tomorrow at down at the Katoomba Masonic Hall is Blue Mountains Latin and Ballroom classes. So you can learn about Latin and ballroom dancing down there at the Masonic Hall in Katoomba. That's tomorrow night, starts at 7 p.m. And I think they're having those regularly. So, so go and check that out. Tomorrow at 7 p.m, the Black Heathens are on live at the Avalon restaurant here in Katoomba, at the top of Katoomba Street. And that kicks off at 7 p.m. The guys from Black Heath, I think that's Pam and the boys. And that should be quite good. Tomorrow at 8 p.m, we've also got the Katoomba Comedy Club up here at the Avalon restaurant. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked to Amanda Gray, who hosts that down there. And I think we've got Gary Eck and Marty Bright, who hosted the comedy portion of Winter Magic down at Auntie Ed's over the weekend down there on Saturday night. But if you missed out on that, you can go and see Gary Eck and Marty Bright at the Comedy Club tomorrow from 8 o'clock at the Avalon restaurant. Now also tomorrow at 8 o'clock down at the Old City Bank, which is starting to have gigs again, we've got Hallett and Flood. So that kicks off at 8 p.m. So you'll get some blues and harp happening down there with Hallett and Flood, who were always entertaining. I think I saw them a few months ago, or earlier in the year down there at Auntie Ed's. So it's 8 till 10. It's 2 hours down there at the Old City Bank. And, of course, it's country and folk and soul and blues, a lot of blues. It's a lot of guitar, harmonica and banjos with that one. All right, we'll keep going, and we've only touched on some of it. We've also got Chris Gillespie and Martin Hatters down at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern, and that kicks off at 8:30 down there at the Fairmont Resort in Lura. And then we move on to Saturday, and down in Springwood, we've got the Springwood Spring Festival, and that's on Saturday. Kicks off at 9 a.m. and goes right through the whole day. Three stages worth of events and things happening. So I might just have a bit of a look, see if I can figure out what's happening down there. There's the website, Spring Festival, Saturday, September the 3rd. Live music, local bands, dancing from three stages. It goes from 9 till 4 in Macquarie Road there. Over 140 food and market stalls, amusement rides. So if we have a look, there's three stages. There's the Lister Estate Agents stage, the main stage. Then there's the Hunters stage and the Royal Hotel stage. So on the main stage, we've got the Aston Martinis, the Tall Timbers, and then at some point in the afternoon, around 2:30, you'll get Magma One, who a lot of people would have seen on the weekend at Winter Magic. And that's Nigel and Corin and Greg and all the boys. And we talked about Greg, their bass player, with Jimmy, so he's a wonderful bass player. So Magma One are worth going down and seeing. Just go to the festival just for that in the afternoon. But also then over on the Hunter stage, we've got a lot of dance troupes on, Blue Mountains Musical Society, dancers, Dance on Points, Rosa Tutu. And the Blue Mountain City Band and the Funky Club, all on the Hunters stage. And then down on the Royal Hotel stage, we've got Uptown Girls, a local Springwood group who a lot of people know, well-known Doctor and the Bad Men, Dan's Diner, Fabulous Chappelles, who, of course, are another well-known group, the Hired Goons, and the Quokkas, all well-known in Springwood. And they'll be on the stage in front of the Royal Hotel. They're always worthwhile going in and having a drink in there, and watching all the stuff on the stage. So that's on Saturday for the Springwood Festival, and I think that's probably getting close to enough for what's happening on the weekend. I think we've got some other stuff. There's the Margaret Fulton Festival down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. Sorry, the Margaret Fulton, the musical, is happening at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. Don't ask me what happens in a Margaret Fulton musical. I imagine there's lots of singing and lots of faux cooking, but definitely, if you're a Margaret Fulton fan, definitely one to look at. For the Saturday Night Blues down at the Two Doctors Tavern, we've got Don Hopkins, that's down there at the Fairmont. That kicks off at 8:30 p.m. There's some cabaret happening at the Avalon on Sunday from 6 o'clock. Disenchanted, a cabaret of twisted fairy tales. So that sounds very interesting. So if you feel like a bit of food and some interesting restaurant theatre there, yeah, that might be worthwhile. And then there's spring classes here in Katoomba on Tuesday. That's later on in the year. So that's about it. That's about it for the weekend. Lots of stuff on Blue Mountains Live Facebook page if you want to see all those events listed. And check out the times and get your tickets. So I haven't talked too much about what's coming up for Fusion Boutique because we're going to have the lovely Charity Miro on next, letting us know what's coming up in the next few months. So I'll play a few ads and then we'll hear from Charity.
Good evening. A flying saucer landing on the steps of Sydney Town Hall. Fact or fiction?
Hi, this is Chris from Music in the Mountains. Make sure you head down to Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern or Pigeon Lane for a little bit of live music. You're listening to Radio Blue Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, welcome back to Blue Mountains Live. So that was really good earlier to have a chat to Jimmy Carr. But now I've got the owner and operator of Fusion Boutique Presents, Charity Miro, on the line. Hello, Charity.
Hey, Brad. How are you going?
I'm going well. Now, we haven't had a chat for a while. Last time I talked to you, I said, we do this regularly, and of course we haven't. So it'll be good to catch up and just find out what you've got coming up. I think you've been having a little bit of a sort of a relax, a bit of a break, but you've got a few shows coming up, I noticed. So,
I mean, we had some beautiful shows over the last couple of months, you know, a couple of shows with the Audreys, and we had the Weeping Willows with Smith and Jones, and Judy Phyllis's From Clouds album launch and things. But it's just been a busy period and a little bit tricky as far as patronage and things like that. We just pulled back a little bit, but looking forward to ramping up again with the ticketed shows from November onwards.
Yeah, brilliant. And I saw Smith and Jones down at the Palais on the weekend. So they were great. And lovely too. So
they are so good. Which just makes it all much, you know, even more enhanced. It's very difficult not to like them.
Indeed.
And beautiful.
Yeah. Everybody got very emotional. So, but also.
Yeah, right.
Also had a good laugh because they were complaining about, that it rained for just the period they were lugging their gear up the hill. So. All right, so we'll get you to let us know what's coming up. So if you want to start going through the gigs.
Yeah, so as of just a couple of days ago, I've announced our next Ticketed Listening Space concert, which is something that I'm super excited about. It's actually Mick Harvey and JP Shiloh with a special guest, Mexican female vocalist Amanda, I think you say it as Acevedo, and this will be her first Australian tour from Mexico. But they're actually doing an amazing show that was put on hold, obviously, due to COVID. They toured it around Europe, I think, 2019, and had plans to tour it around Australia and didn't. Everything went awry. But now they're doing a very select number of shows, which we're lucky enough to have Katoomba as one of those included. So it's just two shows in Melbourne and I think one in Sydney and Katoomba, and it's going to be amazing to have Mick Harvey and Shiloh and a string quartet and a small band format. Whoever's lucky enough to snag tickets for that one is going to be really treated and really quite fortunate to experience such an amazing show in such an intimate space in our town, locally.
Right, okay. So that's one you haven't even got advertised yet, that you've only just organised that, or is this?
I just released, announced. So we've probably sold out about 30% of the tickets.
So we'll just let people know.
It's going to tick along.
Any of the gigs that Charity tells us about, you just go to the Fusion Boutique Presents website or Facebook event page, and you can get all your links and et cetera.
Yeah, so it's just fusionboutique.com.au, and if you book any of the tickets online, they're always discounted. Set up the show so that the early birds get rewarded with their discounts.
And we haven't got those discovery certificates happening anymore, do we?
Well, we've still got the Parents New South Wales ones, so they expire on the 9th of October.
Oh, okay.
So if anybody's still got any of those hanging around, they can. They can still redeem those ones with us. And so I advise jumping on that one really quickly because, obviously when people hear that you've got a bad seed of Mick Harvey all that sort of thing coming, my advice is definitely to jump on it quickly.
Yep, okay. All right. And that's on the 3rd of November, yeah?
It is, 3rd of November. And great. then... coming up before that, so that will be the next, as I said, sort of seated listening ticketed concert space. But I've got a number of open entry shows at various venues as well. So they're all free to attend. It's just that they're limited in capacity. So it's a matter of booking with the venues. If it's things like Bootlegger Bar or Hotel Etigo up in Mount Victoria, and I'm just about to announce a couple of shows. Working in collaboration with the Old City Bank to put on a few shows.
Oh, okay. As well. So have they been having shows down there?
They have started live music. Yeah. But I'll just be putting in a few touring acts in there here and there as well. Excluding, I guess I've just quickly pulled together a show for Nick Danter and Matt Tonks and Paddy Connor.
Yeah, I noticed that one. You've only just organised that, you say?
Yeah. So Paddy's actually moved to Melbourne, but he's coming back because they're obviously performing at the music festival, which is finally going to go ahead after three reschedules.
And Matt appeared on the weekend, didn't he? He was playing with the fellow from The Living End.
1920. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, so they'll be up at Old City Bank on the 24th of September, and that'll be a possibility to see them before they do their music festival performance in an intimate format, but also a bit of a rare opportunity to catch them now that Paddy's moved down to Melbourne, which is quite sad for everybody here.
How good for a free show too.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, there we go. So that'll be the first in the series, which I'm calling Bank Nights at the Old City Bank Bar.
All right.
And then I've got a couple other things lined up, which is including a duo from Perth, which is still to be announced. And then there's also a few shows slotted in for the Bootlegger Bar. We've got Richard Lawson, who was the drummer from the Lime Spiders, who is doing his solo release on the 25th of September.
Right.
And then keeping on the Bootlegger, I've got Broken Creek coming through on the 7th of October, which happens to be the same weekend as the music festival. But if people want to pop into the Bootlegger Bar on the Friday night and, have something to eat and drink in the warmth and catch some more great music. They've actually just been announced as the 2022, I've got to actually look it up so I can see it right, it's the Folk Music Alliance Awards for their latest release. They're actually a finalist.
Well, a lot of people during the festival, they go down and hang around down near the school and things, but then like towards the evening, after seeing shows during the day and in the afternoon, they move up to the station to either leave via the station, or that's where they're sort of a lot of people park up around that area so they can quickly get away down the highway. So, what time does that show start?
One starts at 9.
You'll see there get up there after having a day of frivolity and blues and.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that, even for tourists to head into the town as well for a little bit. I think that, it's great to spend the weekend in the festival grounds, but it's also, a bit of a reprieve to pop in to grab some dinner and drinks and stuff at the local venues as well. Yeah. So on the same night, I've actually got Ursula Leong coming back from Tasmania to perform up at Hotel Etigo.
Right.
Which is on the 7th of October as well.
Good. How have the Etigo shows been going, the ones that you've organised?
Yeah, they're lovely. Yeah, it's just a really nice space. And
We've been talking to them a bit and having them on the radios too.
Which has been great.
Promote the live music and the program, so.
That's correct, yeah. So they're still doing their regular every Friday night outside of the touring acts that I'm putting in there as well. And then I guess I've also just about to announce another show coming up at Bootlegger Bar, which is Taylor BW, and she's a great emerging indie R&B pop artist. She's actually the daughter of Mark Williams from New Zealand. and she'll be performing in duo format at the Bootlegger on the 23rd of October.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's everything that's coming up at the moment. There's still lots of things in the pipeline, but,
but that's enough.
Announced as well. Yeah.
You told me you were slowing down. And
this is.
This is slowing down for charity.
Oh, goodness, yeah. I'm just juggling a few other projects as well and just helping out with the Marysville Music Weekend, which is down in Victoria, which is coming up on the 14th to the 16th of October.
So, and what's the connection there, Charity? Why are you working down there?
Oh, I do a little bit of work with rhythm section management as well for different things. So, I think that this will be their fourth rescheduled time for that festival as well.
Right.
So, you know, it'd be a really nice milestone to it to get past all these big reschedules.
Of course.
Yeah.
And why we should, be aware that, that even getting a festival to happen like they did on the weekend or like, they're going to do for in October for the music festival is an achievement in itself, just getting it.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. And then we should remember how lucky we are and get out and support everything that we can too.
Definitely, yeah. Did you see anything on the weekend?
I did. I had my little one, so I was a little bit restricted in what I could get to and do and her tolerance level. but it was great, to see the activation in the different areas and things and... for what it was, it was, fun and good to have so many local or local affiliated acts engaged in the program as well.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay, Charity, I won't keep you. I know you've got other things. You've got to go and pick things up, pick people up.
It's life, yes. But I appreciate you having a chat and as always, for supporting live music in the mountains. So thanks, Brad.
Yep. No, well, I want to go to all those shows. So,
yes.
It's very mean of you to have such good access. Because I didn't actually get to see Matt on the weekend, so this gives me another chance. And that just sounds like a brilliant show there in the old city beat.
I'm not sure what I'm doing on the Friday the 7th, which is the music festival weekend with the two shows that evening as well. I think I need to split myself into three people for that one. But
that's everyone's story at the moment.
We need
three of everyone.
Yeah.
All right, Charity.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Carly.
Thanks,
now what song am I playing for you? As we go.
Oh, I should always you better do. Yeah, you better do a Dick Cave and the Bad Seed song, considering. We've got Mick, so maybe Red Right Hand.
Red Right Hand is the best.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Good choice. Right, he's
beautiful.
He's Nick and the Boys with Red Right Hand, and thank you, Charity, for talking to us.
Pleasure. Thanks, Brad.
Okay. Bye.
Cheers.
Destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands, stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
I live in Mount Vic, and I love listening to Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Whatever We Have in Stock Are Us, your one-stop place to shop for whatever we happen to have lying around at the time.
You're listening to Blue Mountains Live with Brad Dietrich.
Brad Dietrich says, if you can hang around for another 9 hours, then I can start drinking. It's 10:30 a.m. here in Australia. I'm sorry.